Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I wasn't here last week, but I was watching Star Wars, and that's much more important. We just spent the last 10 minutes talking about it, but I deleted all of that. Easily more than that, you're right. Anyway, hello, welcome to Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, a Survivor podcast on the Night of Living Geeks Network. I am a host named Nick, and that is a host named Andy.
Hey there.
There you go. I don't even have to prompt you anymore, and that is a host named Brian.
Hola.
There we go. And we're talking about the ultimate episode. I was about to say penultimate, but I've learned recently that's not what that word means. The ultimate episode of season 35, Heroes vs. Healers vs. Hustlers, Million Dollar Night. And I mean, we'll talk about the reunion, but I gotta be honest with you guys, I didn't watch it. Like, I watched the final vote, obviously, because I wanted to see who won, and not that they hadn't already spoiled it on Twitter. Like, the official Survivor account spoiled it by saying congratulations to our new winner and showing a picture of all four of them walking to the beach. But Ben is clearly the one in front. I'm like, all right, cool. Great, guys. Thanks. So I already knew. And then I didn't watch the reunion just because I'm like, you know what? I'm done with this season. It is, as I said, been a solid C+. It has gotten better. I love the fact that Jeff, when he was talking about it, said that it started off, it was a slow burn, and once the gameplay started, it got real, real good. But I was just like, oh wow, if even he is saying that, then you know that those first couple episodes were real, real rough.
Yeah, and I think it shows that, I mean, there was a point in there when it was really interesting and there was gameplay happening, but I think these last three or four episodes, like from 12, 13, and 14, you can tell how straightforward things were getting because Chrissy got the idols because of Chrissy, or Chrissy got the immunity because if Chrissy didn't get the immunity, she was going to be out, and Ben found the idols because if Ben didn't find the idols, he was going to be out, and everybody knew kind of who the goats were, so it was interesting to a point, but at the end, it became scripted almost because Chrissy was winning those immunities, Ben was getting those idols, and it was just kind of, well, which one of these other people is leaving? We know who the real two competitors are going to be at the end here.
Yeah. Ultimately, I feel bad for Devin because he wasn't a goat. Like, actually, I really liked that when it came down to a fire-making challenge, he didn't get pissy. He realized, if I win this, I win the game because I will have definitely earned my way into the final three, whereas Ryan can't say that. Ryan was dragged along for sure. And Chrissy actually, you know what? Honestly, I think she did a much better job defending herself in that final tribal council than I expected. I didn't think she was going to win, but again, that's because, as I said, Survivor spoiled it on their own Twitter account. But she did better. She definitely deserved some votes. I was really disappointed that Ryan got even one vote, though.
Yeah, I know. But it was from his boy, so I'm not entirely surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, really? You're going to vote for Ryan?
And Chrissy got two votes, so it didn't matter that he got one because he got third no matter what.
Yeah, I can tell you where Chrissy lost. Chrissy lost when they were doing their final remarks, and Ben laid out his PTSD and my family and all this and the Marine Corps and veterans, and then Chrissy tried to one up him to be like, I'm a mom and every mom is a hero, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It's exactly the same
thing. I'm a dad, and I'm a hero for being a dad the same way you're for being a mom. Every parent's a fucking hero. I'm like, that's great. But, like, Ben over there is a dad, and I'm sure Ben has cleaned up shit the same way you has. And I'm sure Ben has been a decent father because he's out here doing this for his family. And I'm sure he's trying his damnedest to be a good father, and he's doing it with PTSD.
Yeah.
So if you want to make, like, family being hard into this, like, no, Chrissy. And then, of course, at the reunion when she was like, well, you know, I lost my job, and I've just been going home and enjoying time with my family. I've been like, oh, there's some privilege, too. Okay, I don't mind. I really don't mind that you lost it because if you can go home and just not work for a couple months.
Well, I mean, cool. Second place is $100,000, so...
Yeah, I know, that helps, but, like, the idea that you could just quit your job to go do this, and then that your family would be okay? Like, no, my family would not be okay for 2 months.
Okay, so, but you're wrong. I mean, she lost before she said anything in that final thing. You know, when Ben won, it was after he said his thing, he was like, I voted all you out. They're like, yeah, we know why you voted us out. We want you to talk about yourself. Then his next answer after that, because I was afraid, because when they were talking, I was like, oh, fuck, Chrissy's going to win. Until he said that part, and I'm like, all right, fucking, never mind. It's over. Ben's got this.
Yeah, and I think that was just Joe setting him up to be like, come on, sell it for me.
Yeah. Actually, well, so
that's exactly what he said. But yeah.
What did you guys think about that final tribal format?
So that's actually been a really controversial thing in the community. And one of the things I saw today, because I watched the thing, so I was just like quickly browsing through today. Dr. Mike gave an interview. And I agree with him wholeheartedly, which is why I'm going to cite him and bring him up. He says that, you know, fire making should be part of this game. If you go out there and you're out there 39 days, you really should know how to make fire. You should practice. You should have some idea. You really, really fucking should. So the idea that, you know, Ryan gets a pass because he's inept and worthless, like, that's terrible. But at the same time, for it to matter that much is a bit much, especially given the number of immunity denials. So he was saying maybe you give more room for vote play. And he was saying maybe instead of 5 being the cutoff for idols, you make it 6. Maybe you add in one more week so that you don't have to put yourself in a situation where you put Devin up against Ben and that Ben gets in there only because of this gimmick.
Oh.
Because a lot of the feedback was the only reason Ben won $1 million, the only reason Ben made it to Final Tribal was because of this twist. And that this twist, therefore, dictated the ending of the season in a way that didn't feel right. That a lot of people thought this should have been Chrissy's win. Here nor there on that, but I do agree. Like, the fact that this makes for a certain game script, it feels off. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like he earned it. I know he earned it with a fire, but it's not satisfying.
He earned it way before he made the fucking fire. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, he earned it by first, that actually wasn't what I was asking. I was asking about the final thing where they were, you know, kind of a panel. But let's put a pin in that and talk about what you... Okay. No, that's fine. You answered a different question that should have been asked at some point anyway. But no, Brian is right. Like, I mean, he won when he played all of those idols and when he basically worked harder than them, because think about it, as soon as he got back from Tribal Council at the start of this episode, he immediately went and started looking for another idol, and they were like, oh no, he's not going to find one, we're going to go to bed. And then sure enough, he manages to find one super fast. And
you know when he deserved to win, really, when he was doing the spy thing.
Oh yeah, that was such a
right
great touch.
When he deserved to win.
Yeah, but at the same time, and I totally agree with you on that, but at the same time, that's also putting a target on your back, and you got to survive through that. And in fairness, he did for the most part, except what Andy is saying. Well, also what Andy is saying is that, you know, there was the last couple of tribal councils, he should have gone home, except that he was playing those idols. But like just the last one, he had no more protection. And so to put in that final twist to ensure that he had a chance, that seems a little shady to me. Or I'm sorry, can seem a little bit shady to people. To me, it's fine because I don't really care. You know what I mean? It's like, just get to the end, entertain me, it's fine. Like, if you want to have a real seriously competitive final three, then get rid of Ryan somehow. But you can't, right? Like, I mean, you can't force him out, and none of the players are going to be like, all right, this is a person I could easily go up against, I'm going to get rid of them. So it's like, you know, if that's the case and it's just going to be Chrissy and Devin and Ryan, forget it. Let's give Ben at least a shot. Let's have the better person who's played the better game overall. Let's at least have them go in. Because originally, you remember way back in the day when they first started doing these 3-person final tribal councils, it was to prevent people from bringing one weak-ass goat and just winning.
So now you bring 2 weak-ass goats.
That's a lot harder. I mean, because it was Ozzy versus Yule. And as much as, you know, Brian and I were not Ozzy fans, like, that was at least a debate to have, Ozzy versus Yule. But otherwise, it would have been Ozzy versus Becky. and Becky, or Becky versus Yule. And it's just like, all right, everyone votes for Yule, everyone votes for Ozzy, Becky gets no votes, and then that's not a very compelling end to a season. So now that it's become this commonplace to have a final three, I feel like people are, I don't want to say abusing it, but they're gaming the system a lot more. And it's just, I think it's kind of a problem, but I don't know a solution for it yet.
Yeah, I think the other thing that bugs people too is that it meant Ryan got another free pass.
Yeah.
He is, and you could say we're going to vote him out anyway. Come on.
Well, you could also say it's Chrissy paying back the favor that she got week one, right? Week one, yeah. Ryan gives her the advantage, and now she's turning around and repaying the favor at the last day. And there's a nice, you know, circular story to that, and there's a little bit of poetry there. But at the same time, he's a worthless douchebag, and the fact that he got a free pass, like Desi points out, like, your argument is that you suck. Like, I suck too.
Yeah.
But I tried. You didn't.
I was like,
and that's unsatisfying to watch. And I think if you'd have removed this advantage, you might have had Devin and Ben having a conversation of being like, can we get Ryan out? Because honestly, like, I you don't know, right?
I mean, there's different conversations. There's no chance whatsoever anyone was ever considering voting out Ryan. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I think it comes down to the fact that this ending feels, because of Ben's target and Chrissy's immunities and the idols, that like it's been scripted for a month now. And I think, like a lot of fans, I'm looking for a way that it could have changed. But I mean, going into it, you knew what the result was going to be. If Ben wins out and gets there, he's going to win. And if he doesn't, it's going to be Chrissy. And we knew that a month ago.
I'll say that Devin, well, okay, we don't know how he would have done if he was being questioned, but I still think that he could maybe have beaten Chrissy if it had been Devin, Ryan, Chrissy. Especially if he could say, like, look, I'm the one who got Ben out by beating him at the fire challenge. I was the one that Chrissy picked to take him down, that sort of thing. I think he could have made a case for that. Now, would he have? I don't know, because how did he prepare for the fire-making challenge?
I know. He was like, I broke a flint and I took it as a symbol from the universe. I'm like, you took it as a signal from the universe that you were fucking working too hard for it. And like that you were, like, the result was you had bad technique because you broke the flint. Go and practice more till you have good technique.
Exactly. It's like, you realize you're going up against a former Marine who has been trained to make fire. And like, you saw it, like, this was, I don't want to say it was done in real time, but you can tell there was no like time lapse editing or anything. He basically built that fire and, you know, he had to blow on it once or twice and get it restarted a second time or whatever. But ultimately, Ben made that fire super duper fast and Ryan didn't even have like a spark by the time this was over. It was not even close. And so if he didn't prepare for that, I don't think he would have prepared as well for the final tribal council either. So maybe I am giving him a little too much credit.
No, but I think honestly, Devin could have had a decent shot against Ben, because Ben got a lot of the credit for being a good actor, but Devin could have swooped in and been like, that was my plan, motherfuckers. And yes, we picked Ben to pull it off because he was in the position to do so, and he made a good actor when given the opportunity, but that was my plan, and it worked flawlessly. From start to finish. I think he could have gone in, and that sells a lot of jury members, because that's why a lot of them didn't like Ben. And if Chrissy's then on the jury, say it's Ryan, Devin, and Ben, I don't know how Chrissy votes them, because Chrissy still votes, like, hates the shit out of Ben for tricking her, but then does she give the credit to Devin? I don't know. That would have been pretty interesting. I think Devin could have had a decent shot all the way in. And what bugs me is I watched all of the reunion stuff, because usually they do the, if Devin had gone, how many of you would have voted for Devin? They do that kind of a thing, but they didn't do it this time. And I was really
disappointed. Didn't really do anything this time. It was like 90% commercials.
Yeah. It was like an episode of Raw.
And here's some of Ben's Marine buddies, which is actually kind of sweet.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
The nice moment they had him come on a stage, and I think Ben's mic was on, and they didn't know it was on, but they were swearing a little bit. Then you could also hear him say, like, I fucking love you, man. Like, you could hear the bro love, and that's good to see on TV, because a lot of people are too masculine for that shit.
Yeah, one thing
especially Marines.
Yeah,
yeah.
One thing I really liked about the episode was the way it would cut back to the live studio audience and Jeff Probst would actually interact with the crowd. Like, I thought he actually did a really good job of getting the crowd involved and, like, asking what they thought about the episode and things like that. And then another new thing that they did was when somebody would get voted out, like Mike, he would bring them up and then talk to them, or when Devin got a vote. Well, we say voted out, but when he lost the challenge, you know, he talked to him. So it was, you got that little bit of live feedback right then and there, which was, I don't know, I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Good no, presentation.
I like that too.
Yeah.
And man, Dr. Mike is made for TV. He was like cool and collected up there. It was great.
Yeah, she had some good face acting, like when Jeff Probst was talking about, like, this is the only selfish thing you've ever done, so says your wife. He gave a little pouty, frowny face, and but it was very obviously, like, you know, cartoony, like, oh, I'm so sad. He's fine. He's doing great. You know he's fine. He's a urologist. Yeah. He's making good money.
Man, was he confident. He's like, damn it, I was definitely going to win if I made it to the end.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think
we were watching different seasons, Mike.
Well, I'll put it this way. I think that he played a good game and he had a good chance. He just got stuck behind the eight ball because he was a healer, and the hustlers and the heroes decided, we're just going to vote out all the healers and then we'll chew up ourselves. And so I think that in a normal season, had he had a chance to actually play like a real game instead of just being on the outside and, like, you know, a lame duck, I think he could have done some stuff. Maybe. I mean,
they stuck behind the eight ball because Joe was bald, or
no, no, I didn't. But that's
what I was thinking.
That's pretty good. If he hadn't have been a coconut, I think he could have been a contender. I don't know. I think he could be all right. He and maybe Ashley are the only two that I'm like, if they did a reunion season at some point or another All Stars, I would be fine with giving them a second chance. Because Ashley, she seemed all right. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to say it last week because I was busy watching Star Wars, but she seemed fine by me. I was cool with her.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I still don't like her.
What did you guys think of Ryan's final tribal argument?
Oh, it was dumb as hell. Okay. I don't ever want to talk about Ryan again. I love though that
I like that he got caught out with it.
Yeah. I love the fact
all of them are just like, you're a fucking idiot, right?
Yeah. And Desi called him out on it right away. It was just like, Chrissy, I'm really proud of you for having fought so hard and won so many immunity challenges. And Ben, I'm really impressed with the way that you kept getting idols and survived against all odds. And Ryan, you're here too.
Yeah.
It's like,
I love Desi.
Yeah, she was good. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, he is. What sucks is, when someone asked him, hey, what have you learned? Like, he took
Mike.
Thank you. Wait. Oh, yes, it was Mike. When Mike asked him, hey, what did you learn from this game? His answer was some bogus BS, like, oh, I learned that I can overcome and I can do this, that, and the other thing. It's like, you didn't overcome. People dragged you along. Like, Devin, people were trying to drag him along, but he kept making moves and he kept doing things and he kept being useful. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think he learned a goddamn thing from this game is what I'm trying to say.
No, that's what I'm trying to say is I hate it when somebody asks that dumbass question. Nobody fucking learned anything. They're coming out there playing a fucking game. They didn't learn anything about themselves or about life or anything. It's all fucking stupid bullshit. There's no way anyone's ever going to give an answer to that is not 100% bullshit.
No, I mean,
there's a stupid fucking question.
It's a bad question, but it does have a right and a wrong answer. The right answer is the one that Chrissy says. I came out here and I found confidence in myself. I found an inner strength I didn't have, and I grew to become a bigger, better person, and I will move
same
forward.
Same fucking thing Ryan said.
Right, but no, but he didn't. He was like, I remember that I love my dad so much. Like, no, shut up. Chrissy was like, I threw up on that first platform for him because I was so scared, and now I'm here today after winning these things. Like, there's an arc to that that people like to see. And you could see that happen, right? Like, they all saw her throw up on day one, and they all saw her win those immunity necklaces. And they saw Ryan be useless on day one, and they saw Ryan be useless on day 37, and nothing fucking changed. And he can say it all day long, but if nothing actually changes, then nothing changed.
Yeah. And it's like, well, also, it's kind of like when you take a driver's test and they ask you, hey, turn your blinkers on. You know, it's that kind of a question. You turn your blinkers on and they just move on to the next part of the thing. But if you like honk your horn instead, then they're going to tell you to get out because you don't belong there. And that's the thing is Mike asked him a turn your blinkers on question and his answer was to honk the horn.
It's a decent analogy. The one thing I will give in Ryan's favor is what he does bring up and is an interesting way to frame yourself at Final Tribal. And if he weren't such a useless player, it might be more interesting. When he said that he went to 13 of the 15 tribals and never received a vote. There is quite a feat in that.
But seriously, because no one's afraid of him.
Yeah.
Ever.
Because he's been useless the entire time.
It pains me to say this, but Brian's right. Like, I mean, okay, no. Andy, you have a point where if you could say, hey, I went to 13 tribal councils, no one ever wrote my name down. If that's because people like you, great. But if that's because you're a piece of shit that nobody cares about and nobody sees as a threat in the slightest, then that's not going to be a good argument. Like, he tried making arguments along those lines, and then the jury would call him out on being disingenuous at best. Ooh, but, now I will ask the question again, and hopefully this time we'll answer the correct one. But what did you guys think about changing the way that the Final Tribal Council worked, was framed?
Okay, first of all, they didn't change it. They did this exact same thing last season.
No, didn't they all get up?
I still think it's better.
Speak one at a time?
Nope. Last season was when they first did this, and this Jeff said it was going to be doing like this moving forward.
Oh. I completely forgot last season then. Okay, well. I guess I must have said it back then, and I'll say it now. I really like it. I mean, I'll miss the fact that people could just give speeches. I loved, there were some great one-on-one things that would happen. But I liked this back and forth. It was really good to see, like, almost a cross-examination. Like, multiple people, if Desi asked a question and somebody answered, then Joe would follow up on it. And I really enjoyed that.
I appreciate it because you have people on the jury with different personalities, and allowing them to interact continually throughout the Final Tribal is useful. Because before you would get the person who's a pushover with a pushover question, it would just kind of waste time. But then you get the person who calls out somebody's bullshit, and they would only get to call out one or two things.
Yeah.
I like this because Desi could continually call people out on their bullshit the entire time. And it was very useful to get that. And the people who are pushovers up there could just like sit back and be pushovers. But if you have the bullshit caller out there being bold, it enables some people who might have been quiet to otherwise speak up. And I think it gives a bigger, more genuine conversation about who should actually win $1 million, not why did you fuck me over in day 28? I don't remember. No, you know why they fucked you over, because they're up there.
Yeah.
And you were sitting down.
Well, it's also better because, you know, now there's none of that, like, well, maybe like the person who went first and then somebody says something and they go, fuck, I should have said something about that. I forgot. Now they can.
Yeah. I always felt bad about whoever went first because they don't, like, they have to set the tone, which is great, but then they don't get a chance to rebut. But this time, yeah, they all did. And everyone got to say something. Like, even Lauren, who's very taciturn, she said something towards the end that was pretty interesting. And yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Is there any specific stuff? Because I have a couple of thoughts about the season as a whole, but if you have any more specific points that you want to get into, now would be a good time.
Is there? Huh?
I was just saying that upside down you, man.
Oh,
that
was brutal. Well,
he's going to have a whole nother round of PTSD from that.
That's a good way to segue in, because one of the general things I was going to say was that I have really, really liked all of the challenges this season. And the two that they did this episode specifically were really good. Like that first one, it reminded me of a Rubik's Cube, and I know you're going to say that it's not a Rubik's Cube because it's not a cube. But think of it, it's the same type of puzzle, right? Where it's like you need to get all...
It's a slide puzzle.
Yeah, it's a slide puzzle, but I mean, it's like you need to get all the right colors in the right order. And if you make one mistake, you have to undo practically the entire thing to change, to fix that one mistake. Like, if you get married to the idea of, I've got all of the green squares on this side of my Rubik's Cube, I don't want to move any of them, you're not going to solve that thing, most likely.
Well, that's actually how you solve one. But whatever, let's not.
Well, sometimes you have to move them.
Let's not get bogged down in that. Yeah. I do like that, but I don't like the choice because I feel like I liked all the immunities, but what I didn't like was that all of like the last three were ending in puzzles, which is why Chrissy won out.
This is true.
I think you gotta have one endurance in there or one physical one in there to give Ben a chance. And I think that changes the texture of the game because you could say sure that automatically kind of gives it to Ben or Devin, but you know how good Chrissy is at puzzles. She's shown it over and over the season. You put a puzzle up there, it's going to go to Chrissy. And I don't know how much of this they script in advance and how willing they are to be on the fly. I was like, okay, it's another puzzle at the end. I know who's winning immunity.
I disagree with this last one, the final one, being a puzzle. The final one was a physical challenge.
It was balance.
Yeah, it was balance. It was, which, you know, she still has pretty good balance, so it's still somewhat in her favor. But that was more of a physical thing than, because it's not like you had to, spell out the word out of a jumble. The letters were there and you could grab them in any order you wanted.
That's true. Yeah.
The real issue, I was very bored with the challenge until Ben dropped the first time around, and then everyone repeatedly dropped. And then all of a sudden it looked like, oh, this is a real challenge. Like, I thought he was just going to run away with it. Once he got it, once he dropped everything, I was like, all right, now I am in. This is really difficult. I can't wait to see what happens. And sure enough, everyone just repeatedly dropped. But yes, all season long, the challenges have been very, very, very good. So congratulations, challenge person, whoever you are, the challenge master. You did a good, good job. You are the true shining star of this season of Survivor.
So I also want to ask, Nick, because you had a couple people who have left who you liked, Ashley and Rourke, and I think we both like Desi. Is there anybody for both of you? Is like what one person from this season would you like to see play again?
Oh, Allie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She got voted out a little too early. I thought she might have made the jury. But yeah, Allie was great and fantastic and very, very intelligent. So I would love to see her again. But then the other ones that you mentioned. But if I had to pick just one person, yeah, Allie.
Yeah, I think I'd pick Devin.
I underestimated Devin. I'll give you that. Like, I thought he was just a dumb bro, and in many ways he was, but he also had a good nose. Like, in this episode specifically, when he's talking to Ben, and Ben's being all, yeah, well, I'm just a sad sack. I'm gonna lose now. It sucks. He's like, something seems up. And so he casts a vote for Mike.
That's not what Ben sounds like.
Yeah, and he casts a vote for Mike, which saved his ass because then there was a tie between him and Mike, and he got to go one more day longer. And, you know, he had and then the idea of Ben spying on the other tribe or whatever, you know, the other side of the thing, that was his idea as well. And so Devin, even though, yeah, he is kind of a bro-y guy, whatever, he likes to lax and to party and go to a good rager and do some keg stands, but also he has a pretty decent instinct for the game. So, I mean, I don't know if I would want to see him again, but because I feel like there's other people who have that same instinct. But I'm not going to be like, oh, God, it's this guy. It's not going to be like when Vitus was on it again or who was the first guy off in the last one? I can't remember his name. All of a sudden, the guy, Tony. Yeah, I never need to see Tony again.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Yeah. But I still don't understand why the hell they voted for Mike over Devin. But anyway, I was going to be like, I would like to see Ashley come back, but now I hate her because she specifically said she only voted for Chrissy because she has a vagina. So I would like to see Desi back.
Well, think of it this way. If you don't like any of the three people out there, then why not vote for the one that has something unique about them? Of the three, of those three.
Because also, they each have a unique thing. Chrissy's a woman, Ben's a vet, and Ryan is ridiculously skinny.
Yeah, but if you don't care about being a vet and you hate Ryan because he's an obnoxious bastard, an obnoxious and performative bastard, and like she said, Ryan, you keep talking about all these great moves that you made, how come you never even talked to me? Well, probably because you're a girl and he's scared of you. But then he's like, oh, well, no, I had Devin talk for you on my behalf or whatever. It's like, shut up, dude. That's a garbage answer to begin with. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like if it's I need to cast a vote because they won't let me not vote for someone, so I'm going to give it to her because normally women don't win a whole bunch of challenges, and she did.
Except apparently she is the fifth one to win four of them, so whatever.
Yeah, out of 35 seasons?
36 seasons.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, well, wait, wait.
Five men that have won four of them, so what are you talking about?
Well, no, but there, I'm sure there are more men who have won three and more men who have won two. Like, normally the men do win a lot of the challenges. For whatever reason.
So, the other thing that they brought up, which you might not have noticed, Nick, or stuck around for, and I don't think Ryan would have either, or Brian would have either, they did say that this final tribal twist with the fire making will become making a comeback.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I mean, okay, look.
Yeah, you're the one who didn't like it, Andy.
I kind of get why it's there, because there have been a couple times where it's been down to four, and then they just vote to a tie, and all right, great. And also, even if they don't vote down to a tie, it's just kind of a fait accompli, where it's like, all right, we know who we want out because this person is the best person, and we don't want them to win, because we can't beat them. So I like that it allows that best player to at least have a chance. So I get it. I understand. It helps ensure that people who deserve to be in the final at least stand a chance at being there. So, but it also, unfortunately, at least in my opinion, guarantees that one goat will always be there. And that's frustrating.
Yeah, but it also guarantees that there won't be two goats there.
Yeah, well, yeah, not unless there's three goats, you're right.
Unless there's three, and the chances of there actually being three is incredibly low.
It doesn't. No, I don't think it necessarily means that there's going to always be one goat there. I think,
yes.
No, because you can, because you pick the one person to bring with you, and maybe you bring your ally with you, and you throw somebody else under the bus. I mean, there are different decisions that you can make there. I think Chrissy also played a little bit with blinders on. Chrissy played with blinders on based on her hate of Ben. I think I genuinely think it would have been in Chrissy's best interest to bring Devin so that Devin could undercut Ben continually, because Devin could say, you know, that awesome thing that he gets credit for, that was my idea. Like, and that happened more than once. I mean, Ben has the good story, and Ben's a likable guy, but I don't know. I think,
but that would help Devin. That wouldn't help her.
No, but like she, yeah. Probably right. I don't know. Anyway, Ghost Island?
That is the stupidest fucking idea they've ever had. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I tried looking
this
for...
This is the worst.
I saw the title, and what the hell? Like, it's the exact same islands, so actually, I learned, which is kind of neat, that the island that they are playing on is the island from Tom Hanks' classic Castaway.
Oh.
Yeah. But okay, what's the shtick? It sounded like it's gonna be another season of returning players.
It is not.
So Jeff said multiple times in the explanation that it's all new players. But they are going to bring back the gimmicks that previous players fucked up. So for example, like this last season, the two piece thing that Lauren gave one piece to Mike and Mike threw it in the fire. They're going to bring that back.
Okay. All right, cool.
He had the idol that James took home when he had two.
Oh, wait, so it's going to be the actual... Is it going to be the actual idol that he brought?
That's what the thing is supposed to be. It's the actual item
that's
that they
funny
fucked
to
up
me.
With.
Okay.
And it's supposed to, like, be cursed and make
oh,
it...
Oh, no, that's dumb. Okay, the whole curse thing is dumb, but I love the idea of we're going to use these things that have, like, some history in the game, and maybe this time they're actually going to get used. All right, no, that's kind of neat. But the fact that they're
no way is that going to affect the game. It would be the exact same game if it was all new items.
Oh, Eric's necklace, that was a big one. See, I was disappointed because they were doing the whole role for Ghost Island and showing all these previous fucks up, and I was like, really? Is season 36 going to be Survivor of the fuck ups? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, all the fuck ups.
Oh, that would be funny if it was Eric.
Eric, James, Jay, Lauren.
As much as I would like to see James again, it's like he made a couple mistakes Actually, no, he only made one mistake. The last two times he was on, he got removed for like medical reasons. He made one mistake. I think that if he was in it again, he would just plow through and beat the hell out of everyone.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily James, but I like the idea of survivor fuck ups.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. But okay,
this whole idea of the item itself being haunted, like, okay, that's really gimmicky.
That's kind of silly, but okay. I don't know. I liked the logo. The logo, they use the negative space of the moon to make a skull, which is kind of neat. That's cool. And I like the fact that they're just. I feel like they really leaned into it with this one, where they're like, "All right, heroes. We got away with heroes versus healers versus hustlers. Let's see what else we can get away with." And now they're just super leaning into the idea of haunted island. It's going to be a spooky season with ghosties everywhere.
But
no, God, no.
It does premiere on my birthday, so.
Hey, Punk Arena.
Okay, fantasy? Or do we have anything else we want to say?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Let's get this travesty over with, then.
I want to say something about this. I think we actually tied, Andy. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna go through the scoring so that we can do this right.
Okay. And I'll explain after.
To get out of the way, I'm gonna start with Nick. Nick, you went into the episode with 66 points, and you had Mike as your one player, and he was eliminated.
I'm checking Twitter right now. Points. Just go on. And
you got three from a bet, so you had 3-6. Shut up.
I don't care.
Anyway, Brian came in with 86. I came in with 90. Now, Brian, you get 2 points from Ryan, one for surviving the first tribal council and one for getting to final tribal council. We good there?
No, okay. Because he got picked to go on the reward, so he should have gotten points for that.
Oh, no, that is right. No, he didn't.
Yeah,
the reward was...
No, it wasn't.
It was Chrissy. It was Chrissy,
Mike, and Devin. Oh, Mike and Chrissy, yeah. Devin. All right, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. Remember, he was still
to babysit.
Ben found an idol, gets you 2 points. Mm-hmm. And he played the idol, gets 1 point. Mm-hmm. Survived tribal council and got two final tribal council, right? Mm-hmm. And got 5 for being sole survivor. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So Ben got you 10. Mm-hmm. Correct? You got 3 from bets. So that's 15 onto your 86, giving you 101.
Right.
Okay. Now we'll go with the easy one. I had Devin. Devin, the first tribal. Survived the first tribal and went on the first reward. So that's 3 points. And then was eliminated, so I get 0 points for after that. So I get 3 onto my 90. Cool? Good? Mm-hmm. Now, I think I see where your problem is with Chrissy. So, she wins the first immunity, which is immunity with reward. So that's 2 points for immunity and 2 points for reward. Correct? Mm-hmm. And she goes to that tribal council.
Yeah.
All right, and then that's fine. Wins... She wins the second immunity challenge, and in so winning it, secures an advantage, right? And plays the advantage. So it's 2 for the immunity, 2 for securing the advantage, and 1 for playing the advantage. And then 1 point for going to final tribal council.
Now, the problem I have is those 3 points for the advantage I don't think you should have, because they were not actually separate from that. Is just what winning the last immunity is now. It's not a separate advantage. It's only one thing. It's just 2 for winning immunity.
Yeah. If I actually, I see what
specifically said, this is just how we're doing it now.
Yeah. I would sign.
The reason that made it look like an advantage is because it was just a secret and they didn't know it was going to happen that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. That makes sense.
I could see that argument.
Yeah. I mean, especially if they're going to be doing it from here on out, like, then it's not an advantage. It's just the way that the game works.
Yeah.
I really don't want in on a tie, Brian. It's so unsatisfying. That's why Americans hate soccer.
Well, I mean, we could break it by giving whoever got the most votes in the final tribal council.
I agree.
No.
Hey, if you had had Ryan, you would have gotten. Wait, why don't
I do? I do have Ryan.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, see, Ryan got one vote. Yeah. So yeah. I had
two people in the final. Damn. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought I had Ryan. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait, why didn't I get any points for it? And then I realized it doesn't matter. Who cares? Even if I had him.
Okay, we'll put it down as a tie until we figure out what the hell we're going to do with a tie.
You can just co-win. That's fine. I'll take it.
Fuck.
I'll let it. I'll be the one person who loses this season. I don't care.
Yep. We're Katniss and PETA right now.
Okay. You can be Katniss.
I like bread. Say that.
I like bread.
I would much like rather be Katniss.
Anyway.
All right. So, yeah, you guys, you hug and kiss at the top of the place where you get the weapons. The Cornucopia. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name of it. And you both win. And I am Vesh? Kesh? Whatever. The cool black dude who died super early.
Thresh.
Oh, you're the Thresh. You're the
thank
sponsor.
You.
This is his name. The drunk old guy.
No, I died. I lost. I'm not Haymitch. Oh. I lost.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Ooh, are you, no, you could be, fuck, what was her name?
Rue?
Rue?
I'll be Rue.
No.
Foxface.
Like the, never mind. What?
We're on the same line. All right, shut up. This will be the last you hear of us until February for the Haunted Island. I know it's Ghost
until
Island.
Until March, anyway.
No, I thought it's
well. No, that's
February.
Not true because we have to do the episode before.
Yeah. I'm going to pretend that was the reason that, and not anything else. All right, so we will see you then. We're going to put a pin on this season. Put a bow on this season, and see how quickly it escapes from our memory because this has been the mediocrest of mediocre seasons, in my opinion. But until then,
Effie, you could be Effie. Sorry.
F you. All right, you know what? Fucking, I love you guys. And I love you listeners. And this episode is over. We'll see you guys in February or March or whenever for the Haunted Ghost Island, blah, 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 blue.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.